Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. In the UK's election campaign's final hours, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is battling to the end as Labour's Keir Starmer eyes victory. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Voters in the UK are set to cast ballots in a national election on July 4, passing judgment on Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's 20 months in office and the four Conservative Prime Ministers before him. They're widely expected to do something they haven't done since 2005, elect a Labour Party government. Over the final days of the campaign, Sunak's insisted the outcome's not a foregone conclusion. Labour's also warning against taking the election result for granted. They're imploring supporters not to grow complacent about polls that have given the party a solid double-digit lead since before the campaign began. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Israeli forces bombarded several areas of the southern Gaza Strip on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Emma Gell reports.
It comes after Israel ordered residents of several towns and villages surrounding Khan Yunis and Rafah to evacuate the day before. Thousands who had not heeded evacuation orders were forced to flee their homes overnight during the Israeli bombardment. Gaza's European hospital in Khan Yunis, which the emergency department director says has provided continuous daily services since the beginning of the war, was forced to evacuate. This man, whose sick daughter was being treated there, says it was their last resort, as many hospitals have been destroyed. Whoever gets wounded will die, he says.
MHL from Reuters. Jamaican PM Andrew Holness urged citizens to take shelter as Hurricane Beryl headed toward the island as a powerful Category 4 storm on Tuesday.
Jamaica must take this hurricane seriously.
At least three people have died and four others are missing after Beryl moved across the Caribbean coast. This is VOA News. A federal rule meant to protect transgender students by expanding the definition of sexual harassment takes another loss in the courtroom. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
U.S. District Judge John Brooms concluded that the Department of Education exceeded the authority granted by Title IX and that the rule violated parents' and students' rights to free speech and religious freedom. The decision applies where lawsuits were filed in Kansas, Utah, Wyoming, and Alaska, a middle school in Stillwater, Oklahoma, and to potentially thousands of schools where members of three groups have students enrolled, from Moms for Liberty, Young America's Foundation, and Female Athletes United. It's the third such ruling in recent weeks. Brooms suggested that the government must now consider whether enforcing the rule remains worth the effort. Republicans have framed the issue as one of safety, privacy, and fairness for women and girls. Advocates for the rule say restrictions marginalize and harm the mental health of transgender youth. I'm Jennifer King.
The Taliban's delegation to the third United Nations-led Doha meeting on increasing engagement with Afghanistan met with U.S. envoys on the sidelines and discussed the two Americans imprisoned in the Central Asian country. Zabihullah Mujahid told reporters in Kabul Wednesday that the meeting aimed at, quote, finding a solution. He also said, quote, we also have prisoners in America, prisoners in Guantanamo. We should free our prisoners in exchange for them. Special Representative Tom West and Special Envoy Rina Amiri met directly with the Taliban, according to State Department spokesman Vendit Patel. It was the first time that representatives of the Afghan Taliban administration attended the UN-sponsored meeting in the Qatari capital. Dangerously high heat builds in California and the South Central United States. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
There's been a heat wave in parts of California, and the July 4th holiday is expected to be even hotter.
It's going to be up in the, 110s, 115s, and everyone's talking about it.
Sacramento resident Carl Olson is choosing to hang out at the beach, and National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Jackson says the intense heat is expected to continue into next week.
Even through Monday and Tuesday, we see quite a few record high temperatures.
There have been heat warnings and advisories from Kansas and Missouri to the Gulf Coast states. I'm Donna Water.
A French bishop has put off any decision on whether to remove mosaics by an ex-Jesuit artist accused of abusing women, saying that they will stay for now on the Lord's shrine, but that eventually they should be removed. The Reverend Marco Rupnik has been accused by over 20 women of psychological, spiritual, and sexual abuses over decades. He hasn't responded publicly to the allegations. The debate about what to do with the artworks, which grace some of the world's most visited Catholic shrines, exploded last week after the Vatican's communications chief strongly defended using them on the Vatican News website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.